Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. A man's been killed in a hit-and-run in North Philadelphia. Police say the 27-year-old was struck and killed by a car at the intersection of 8th Street and Cecil B. Moore Avenue just before 9 last night. Police say the victim did have a Temple University ID on him. Not cleared yet if that man is a current Temple student. Police have recovered a vehicle with front-end damage near 8th and Burks, not far from the scene. They believe that car may have been involved. Philadelphia is taking the lead on a new model for treating opioid addiction that would allow patients to receive treatment from their primary care doctor. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports all of the city's major health care systems have agreed to participate.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says nowhere else in the country has a health system agreed to get all its primary care providers the training and special waiver they need to prescribe the anti-addiction drug buprenorphine. But in Philadelphia, Jefferson, Penn, Temple, and Einstein all are doing it.
The actions of these health systems are truly groundbreaking.
Farley says addiction treatment has mostly relied on specialized programs, but with primary care doctors able to prescribe buprenorphine, treating addiction could become more like treating any chronic illness, such as diabetes.
Penn Medicine's Associate Chief Medical Officer David Horowitz says the system welcomed the chance to be part of the new effort.
When you see these medications work for patients, that's when you become truly passionate.
The city will now be working with individual practitioners to reach the goal of getting 800 frontline providers with the ability to prescribe addiction treatment. The Supreme Court in Pennsylvania has taken over the case against Mumia Abu-Jamal and has ordered a special investigator to look at conflict of interest claims made by the family of police officer Danny Faulkner. Faulkner was killed by Abu-Jamal. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
The state Supreme Court granted in part Maureen Faulkner's petition to review how District Attorney Larry Krasner is handling the case and has ordered a, quote, special master investigator to look into conflict of interest claims. Faulkner filed the petition in November and says Krasner and his office should be removed from any involvement because he has too many ties to Mumia Abu-Jamal, who was convicted of the 1981 murder of her husband, police officer Danny Faulkner.
In the court filing, Maureen Faulkner listed a number of people in the DA's office who have been legally involved with Abu-Jamal's repeated appeals attempts. Krasner disputes each one, says none of those people have any involvement in the case now. A spokeswoman for the office says they don't comment on pending litigation, but FOP President John McNesby says they stand behind Maureen Faulkner. A man's been charged after a pregnant woman was shot and killed in North Philadelphia. Police say doctors tried to save her baby but could not. Razik Bumpas is charged with murder and the murder of an unborn child. Officials say he shot 39-year-old Ishan Rahman Friday night near 9th and West York. Her 40-year-old boyfriend was also shot. He's in critical condition. Police say he drove Rahman to the hospital. Law enforcement sources tell KYW News Radio a drug investigation is underway. They say the baby's father is also being investigated. A legal battle between the city of Philadelphia and a Catholic foster agency will make its way to the highest court in the country. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports the city won't place foster children with the agency because the agency doesn't allow same-sex couples to be foster parents with them.
The city says Catholic Social Services violates its non-discrimination policy. A federal appeals court ruled in favor of the city when the Archdiocese of Philadelphia sued the city a few years ago over this. Mayor Kenney tells us he isn't surprised the Supreme Court will now take this case.
I'm positive in that we have a great story to tell and a strong case. Kids need loving adults, and I'm hopeful that the Supreme Court will still recognize the fact that loving adults are the most important thing and not who someone chooses to love or live with.
To that, Laurie Windham, who's a senior counsel with a law firm representing CSS, said
Catholic Social Services has not stopped couples from becoming foster parents. There are 28 agencies in the city who are out there looking for foster parents, so many options remain open and available.
She says CSS is being unfairly singled out and will eventually have to close for good if the city doesn't change its policy. The Supreme Court will hear the case next term. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radigo.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.